Chazal tell us that Hanois in Matana Toiva L'chavei Ritzarach L'idiyoi, it's quite well known that the Mashkiach Shlita has limited his speaking engagements tremendously over the last few years, and it's a tremendous schus for us that the Mashkiach was maskim because of his clarity of passion to the Rabbim, and I guess because of Rabbi Fishbane's very strategic tactics and being able to convince the Mashkiach, who has been maimed and madrich talmidim for the last yovel shonim, to be oivdei Hashem, to be oila in their avoidas Hashem, both on a personal level and on a klaldik level. So certainly it is a tremendous honor for us. Several years ago we heard from the Mashkiach of Lakewood, and I think that that message is still certainly in my mind, and I'm sure in the mind of others. So let's open our minds and hearts to listen to the Dvar Hashem from the Mashkiach Shlita, who certainly will deliver to us an extremely timely and important message. It's my schus and honor to be able to farshel the Mashkiach Shlita, to be able to tell, give us Divrei Chizuk.
It's with a feeling of awe and veneration that I stand before this Kol HaKodesh, which provides and ensures this country and beyond with machalos kshayros. I thank the Anhala of the Kashrus organizations for giving me the privilege to speak here, and I thank you for being an attentive audience. Bereshis Bara Lekim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world to be a utopia, like an Eden. Adam Rishain Bayanichayu Began Eden, and that he was supposed to remain there for the eternal Yom Shekulei Shabbos in the Gan Eden. Alas, the chait of the Yetzer Das, which brought Misa to the world, he was evicted from the Gan Eden because of a chet. It did something wrong. It must have been something awfully wrong. Well, it wasn't Avodah Zarah, it wasn't Gilui Arayos, it wasn't Shfichas Damim, it was Achila. He ate what he wasn't supposed to eat. And that brought this tremendous tragedy to the entire world for generations. He ate what's forbidden. Eating what's forbidden, the einish may be a smaller one than for Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichas Damim, but it defiles the guf. It's metamtem es halev. It stuffs up the heart. It becomes, because you are what you eat, it becomes part of your very essence, of your atzamos, of your gidim, of your basar, of your dam. you have admitted sitcha achra into your system. You admitted yetzer hara into your system. These machales asurais, the yetzer das, wrought churban on the world. Somebody who reads machales asurais, we are told, it's in the Ramban Yerodaya, Svarim Agadayshin, it's metamtam as alive. Even with a small child, an infant, we should be careful. It brings in inclination to lust, and somebody who's nebach, nivgam, and machales asurais, he can't have any cheshik to Torah or to tefillah. He can't have an intimate relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. He can't. It's verleicht his heart. We find by the story with Yosef, he was sold to the Sarat Abachim. So we are introduced to a new kind of tzar, a new kind of a minister. Pari had a tzar hamashkim. He had a minister that was in charge of the drinks. He had a tzar ha'eifin. He was in charge of the baked goods. He had a tzar ha'tabachim in charge of the steaks. It's very odd. President Obama in the White House certainly has a top quality chef who prepares the meals for the people in the White House, the personnel, the guests. But this chef is not in the cabinet. He's not in government. He's an employee in the White House. President Obama has no Secretary of Culinary Arts. He has a worker in the kitchen. He's not a minister. But by Pari it was different. The one in charge of the food was a tsar, a minister. He was in government. What's pshat in that? As mentioned, the Yetzer Hara and Tumah began. Ra in the world was initiated with the Achilas Eitz Hadas Toiv V'Ra. There is a constant struggle between Toiv and Ra, and the Yetzer Hadas is the one that is what initiated this struggle. There's a warfare between Toiv and Ra, between Toyer and Tamei, between Pasul and Kasher. The Sitra Achra, the evil forces, they fight to promote Tumah in the Rabbeinu Shalom's world. And they're opposed by the Tzaddikim who want to promote Tahara. Pari, the way the Zohar HaKadosh describes him, was the Avi Avos HaTumah. The palace of Pari was the embassy of the Satan in this world. He was the captain of the Sitra Achra, of the Klippa. He was a Baki in Kishif, and the Ramban tells us that Pari was a Baki, a Gadol B'Chachma Muflegas. He mastered the secrets of creation, He knew how to advance the Kaychas Atzuma, and he knew that it's best done the way it happened with Adam Arishan, with food. Bring a tumor into the food, then tumor will reign supreme. He knew the power of food and what effect it has on the person who eats. He appointed wizards of tumor to be the members of his cabinet to wage war against Kedusha and Tahara. His counterpart in his time, in his country, was Yosef HaTzadik, the Shomer HaBris, who waged war against Tumah, who remained Tahir and Kadosh, notwithstanding the Pituyim of the Eishes Paitifera. He brought Kedusha into Mitzrayim. He brought Mila into Mitzrayim. There's a pasuk in Kehelis, Zeh liyum asezeh, also like him. In Briya, after the Achilas Eitza Da'as Toiv Vora, there is Toiv and Ra. If there is Toiv, there's a counterpart in Ra. If you find Ra, there certainly is a counterpart in Toiv. Machalis Asurais, they are the device of Tumah. You, who are assembled here, the Eida HaGadosha, the Mashgichim of Kashchus, you are heavenly appointed to be the ministers of Kedusha. If there is Asara Mashkim, Asara Eifim, Asara Tabachim, there's such a concept of that in Tumah, you are the Sara Tabachim, the Sara Mashkim, and the Sara Eifim of Kedusha and Tahara. You are here and in this world, and you were appointed by the Rabbeinu Shalom that Yidin should have uncompromised kashrus to promote Kedusha and Tahara. You are the Shluchim of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and you would have to disseminate Kedusha and Tahara. V'nigdashtem v'yisem kedoshim k'kodesh ani Hashem Elokeichem, as it says in the parsha of Machalos Asurais. I am a Talmud, a humble Talmud of Rav Shraga Feidel Mendelovich, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. He was the founder and the Menahel of the Masifta Torah V'Das. His life was dedicated to disseminate Torah and Yiras Shemayim all over America. And he was interested in the growth of Maistos HaGadoshim, not just his own yeshiva. He was interested in the growth of other yeshivas. He saw no competition when there was another yeshiva flourishing and developing. He didn't find that it's against his interest. On the contrary, he sent his, when there's a new yeshiva opening up, as it happened in Baltimore, as it happened in Lakewood, he sent away his best Talmidim to be the nucleus of that new yeshiva. Because He worked for the Rabbeinu Shalom. We're all working for one boss, for the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, the Melech HaLeretz Kvaydoi. He was an Eved to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And all the yeshivas are Maizdais of the Rabbeinu Shalom. We are all Avadim to the Rabbeinu Shalom. In the solemn moments in the Beis HaKnesses, when we opened up the Aron Kodesh, and because of the covet of the Aron Sifrei Torah, we stand up. When the Aron Kodesh is open, we declare Ana Avda Tekutche Brichu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I am your humble servant. I am dedicated to your avdus, to your interests. When ministers of a cabinet compete with each other, woe to that government, woe to that country. A minister can't fall prey to personal greed. Ministers must cooperate to serve and benefit their country, to share knowledge. You, Mashgichim, I would want to say Mashgichim Agadoshim, like Rabbeinu Agadoshim, your koyach goes into whatever kashrus America and beyond has. There's a klal, koyach ha-poyel benifal. Whatever a person does, he vests his metzius, his very essence, he gives into that koyach, he gives into that object. If a balabaster cooks Erev Shabbos and says, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh, there'll be a special kedusha in the machalim of Shabbos. She put kedusha into it. If a mashgiach is extra careful in his avodas hakodesh by the hashgacha, he actually puts kedusha into the machalim manufactured by the entire company. You are sari tabachim, sari ha'eifim, to kedusha. You're handpicked and chosen by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who is Hazon u'mefanes lakayim. The Gemara says, "Ein adam nogeya b'ma shemuchan lachaveiray." You can't touch somebody else's panasa. You might think you did, but you're going to lose in a different direction. Whatever clients you have, whatever clients your organization has, or the other has, is determined by Shemayim on the basis of your devotion and dedication. Minig Yisrael, you talk on the Sedra. In this week's Sedra, we have Avraham Avinu was so interested and so longing to have Oyrechim. He wanted to be Mikayim Achnasas Oyrechim. He was a pillar of Chesed, the Amud HaChesed. So Rabbeinu Shel Olam sent him Malachim with Musa Nashim, and they were his Oyrechim, they were his guests. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's not fair to Avraham Avinu. He wanted to have genuine guests, human guests that need food, that need drink, to be Mikayim Achnasa Asayachim, and you send them Malachim? Where's the mitzvah? It's not genuine. the emes is, it's like it says in the Ramban, the Ramban brings in the Chumash, it has its marker in the Midrashim of Chazal, especially in the Zoya, that Malachim need food. Malachim need food like human beings do. Lechem abirim achal ish. There is such a concept as lechem abirim, food for the malachim. What's the food for the malachim? The karbanos. When the karban is mukta, Adam is bayach, and the ocean goes up bashamayim. That's the nutrients that feeds the malachim. When the malachim came to Avraham Avinu, and Chazal tell us that Avraham Avinu served them food and they burnt them up in their mouths, it was really a mizbeach in their mouth. They did partake of Avraham Avinu Suda. More than mortals could have partaken. Because they enjoyed the kedusha from what Abraham and Sarah prepared. It gave them a ruchnizdika boost, like a carbon. These malachim were now embarked on an important but dangerous mission. They had to go to Sdaim and save light. They're going to meet opposition. The Satan won't like that. The Satan is going to put up a fight to try to be meneya them from saving light. Because after all, kol chamdas Yisrael, the whole future of Klal Yisrael is totally in light. Light had two daughters, Ammon and Mayav, the grandmothers of Rus, and David HaMelech, and Melech HaMashiach. These malachim came to save Mashiach, that light shouldn't be destroyed in the Ma'apecha. They certainly won't like it. These malachim have to be supported with more Kedusha to fend off any attack of the Sitra Achra. They need Macholim of Kedusha, and that's what they got by Avraham Avinu. In the entire parsha, these Malachim are referred to as Anoshim. By Avraham Avinu, they're called Anoshim. They came to light, they're called Anoshim. But when they left Avraham Avinu, there's one pasuk, Vayevoyu Shneha Malachim Sdoima. Why between the Anoshim of Avraham Avinu and between the Anoshim of Light, why do we have that they're now called just once in the parsha Malachim when they leave Avraham Avinu? These Malachim were fortified in Kedusha by the food that they ate by Avraham Avinu. We can rearrange the Isis of Malachim and we're going to find Ma'achalim. They went with the Ma'achalim, with the Kayach of Kedusha of the Ma'achalim of Avraham Avinu. And with that, they saved light. And they provided us with Mashiach Tzidkenu. With the cooperation and sincerity, you will deserve and earn Siyata Deshmaya to be Mekadesh, the Jewish kitchen, to be Mekadesh, the Jewish table. Don't be trapped in a spider web of petty considerations. Rise above that. You are Sarim. You are ministers in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's government of this world, in his cabinet. Schachem ha b'miyayt techzakna yedeichem ashreichem ashreichem.
As the Mashgiach said, it's recess now. We're going to have lunch and we'll have a mincha at 1:15. Thank you.